the Lord of my life. You're the Lord of my life.
Question: is Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? I believe many of us would quickly answer this question by saying, yes, Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. Others may respond by saying, I'm not sure, or no, Jesus isn't the Lord of my life. Whatever our response is, I believe that answering this question is one of the most important questions we'll ever have to answer. I also believe that the only way that we can answer this question confidently is by, first of all, taking a close look at what the phrase Jesus is Lord means, and secondly, by taking a close look at whether or not our lives are reflecting that Jesus is the Lord of our lives. The phrase Jesus is Lord means that Jesus is the supreme ruler or master who has complete authority, power, and control over everyone and everything. But something that's important for you and me to understand is that whether we confess that Jesus is Lord or deny that Jesus is Lord doesn't change the fact that Jesus is Lord. You see, this fact is true regardless of whether or not we confess it or deny it. But something that can be changed by whether we confess or deny that Jesus is Lord is how we will live our lives now and where we will live our lives after our life on earth is over. God tells us in the Bible, in the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. But just because we say the phrase Jesus is Lord with our lips, it doesn't mean that we've allowed him to be the Lord of our lives. In Luke chapter 6, verse 46, Jesus challenges those of us who live like this when he asks this question: why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? In this context, Jesus is talking to people who have already confessed that he is Lord with their lips, but their lives did not reflect that he was their Lord because they did not do what he told them to do. Now, it's important for you and me to understand that Jesus isn't asking this question because he doesn't know the answer. Jesus already knows the answer. He's asking us this question to get us to see if we know what the answer is. So, why do people like you and me say Jesus is Lord? The supreme ruler who has complete authority, power, and control over who we are and what we have, but then we don't do what he tells us to do. Could one of the reasons be that we had a different purpose in mind than what God had when we confessed with our mouth that Jesus is Lord? You see, confessing with our mouth that Jesus is Lord was intended to be an overflow of what we believed in our hearts and what we desired to reflect in our lives. As I examine when I first confessed Jesus as the Lord of my life, I know that the main focus of what I had in mind when I confessed this was wanting to be forgiven for the sin, the evil, the disobedience that I had committed against God so I could go to heaven when I died. Saying the words, Jesus is Lord, were some words I said in order to get what I really wanted: salvation from the wrath of God. And although desiring this salvation was an important thing for me to focus on and exactly what I needed, when I said the phrase, Jesus is Lord, I didn't realize that I was also confessing that I wanted Jesus to take complete authority, power, and control of me and all that I possessed. But that's exactly what Jesus had in mind when I confessed that. You see, Jesus doesn't want to save us and then let us continue to live the sinful, evil, disobedient way we lived before he saved us. Not at all. Jesus wants us to confess him as Lord, our supreme ruler and master, so he can save us and so he can have our consent to control who we are and what we have, so he can shape us to be and live just like him, how God intended for us to live from the beginning of time. Question: do you realize that this is what God has in mind when you confess Jesus as Lord? I do now. But I got to be honest with you. Even though I know this, every day of my life, there are moments when I still don't do what Jesus tells me to do. And in those moments, I know that I'm not living as if Jesus is the Lord of my life. When I've allowed God to help me to be humble enough in those moments to admit that I'm not allowing him to be the Lord of my life, I've asked God a similar request to what the psalmist asked him in Psalm 139, 23, and 24 when he said this, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting." During these times, God has shown me how to examine my life so he can reveal different areas in my life that I'm not allowing him to be my Lord. As God has walked me through this process over and over again throughout my relationship with him, he's not only revealed different areas in my life that I've needed to allow him to be my Lord, but he's also changed me and empowered me to live my life in such a way that his lordship is becoming more and more evident in my life. As you examine your life, are you experiencing some similar situations in your relationship with God? Whether you are or you aren't, it's my prayer that as you confess Jesus as the Lord of your life, obey him, and grow in your relationship with him, that you will allow him to walk you through the process of examining your life so he can reveal to you whether or not you are truly allowing Jesus to be your Lord. As you and I do this together, I'd like to share with you in the weeks to come four areas of our lives that Jesus wants to be the Lord of so he can accomplish his will through us. Between now and then, I want to encourage you to spend some time asking God to search you, to test you, to reveal to you the areas in your life that you're not allowing him to be your Lord, and ask him to help you to submit to him in these areas. I also want to encourage you to find and get involved in a small group of committed followers of Jesus to grow in your relationship with God, to pray together, to encourage each other, and hold each other accountable as you seek to allow Jesus to be the Lord of every area of your life. As you do these things on a regular basis, I believe God will draw you into a deeper relationship with him, that he'll transform you into the likeness of Jesus and use you to bring glory to his name and bless those around you. The next time that I get to talk to you about how to allow Jesus to be the Lord of your life, I'll share with you one of the four areas of our lives that I believe Jesus wants to be the Lord of. It's an area that Jesus says will be used as a gauge to determine if we'll be found guilty or cleared of all charges. It's an area, like all the other areas, that only Jesus was able to master perfectly. So until then, let's be diligent in allowing Jesus to be the Lord of our lives. And let's continue to pray the words of the psalmist in Psalm 119, 57 through 60 when he said this, "Lord, you are everything I need. I have promised to obey your words. I have looked to you with all my heart. Be kind to me as you have promised. I have thought about the way I live, and I have decided to follow your covenant laws. I won't waste any time. I will be quick to obey your commands. 'Cause we're serving his name, and we're sharing his name. God gave his only son to die, so we offer him all our lives. And we're loving in his name, and we're living in Jesus' name.